Okay, good morning. It is Gimel Teves, the 11th of December, December 11th, and we are moving on. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Ches, a very difficult Pasuk to read. Vayomer Gaal Ben Eved. And Gaal Ben Eved said, Mi Avimelech Umi Shem. Who is Avimelech and who is Shem? Kina Avdenu, that we should serve them. Halo Ben Yerubal Uzvul Pekido. Is it not, or is he not, the son of Yerubal? And Zvul is his minister. Ivdu Asanche Chamor Avi Shechem. Serve the men of Chamor, the father of Shechem. And why should we serve him? Clear?
Yeah?
What?
It's very clear.
It's very clear? Yeah, what's going on in the Pasuk?
Hashem sent him, you know, to do something.
Okay, he sent this Gaal Ben Eved, okay. And what's he saying? What's Gaal Ben Eved saying now? Okay, but what does that have to do with serving the men of Chamor, the father of Shechem? Where's that coming in? What's that all about?
I don't know.
What's that all about? Any other questions?
They were the originals in Shechem.
They were the originals in Shechem, okay. So therefore, what's he saying? So what's Gaal saying?
Why should we serve their descendants or anybody else?
So why should we serve whose descendants?
Avimelech being one of them.
Meaning what? Avimelech is from the Bnei Shechem or he's not from the Bnei Shechem?
He's not from Bnei Shechem.
He's not from Bnei Shechem. Okay, so what's Gaal saying?
He's saying, why should we bother with anybody who's not one of us.
Ah, so okay. So why should we serve someone who's not one of us? Okay. So that's getting to a possible shot. Okay. So Vayomer Gaal Ben Eved. Gaal Ben Eved says, Mi Avimelech Umi Shechem. Who is Avimelech and who is Shechem? Kinavdenu. That we should serve him. Halo Ben Yerubal Uzavul Pekido. Is he not the son of Yerubal? So that's the reason why we shouldn't serve him, because he's the son of Yerubal. That's the reason we shouldn't serve him. Uzvul Pekido, and Zvul is his minister. I don't know what that's doing there. Who's Zvul? Who's this guy Zvul? It sounds like Zvul is the minister that was placed in charge of Shechem.
Yeah.
Under Avimelech. That's Zvul. I'm not sure what the placement of this in the Pasuk is. Hello, Ben Yerubal Uzvul Pekido. So what you're saying is, rather you should serve the people of Chamor, the father of Shechem, and why should we serve him? Why should we serve Avimelech? Meaning serve instead the people of Chamor, Avishchem. Okay, so who are these Anshei Chamor? Who are these Anshei Chamor? Who are they? Saying what? They're not around anymore. So why is the Pasuk saying we should serve them
if they're not around? It's like saying don't. I don't know. Maybe he's saying like, you know, you're not. If you're if you don't like, you know, why are you serving this guy? He's, you know, he's a total loser.
Yeah.
And then you know, why don't you
serve who instead?
Serve Chamor. He's not around anyway. So you know, it's like if you.
You're saying it's like sarcastic. Yeah, meaning once you're serving Avimelech,
Serve,
why don't you serve Chamor while you're at it?
Yeah,
why don't you serve Chamor while you're at it? That's how you're learning?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a possibility. Is that what you're saying too?
Well, another Pasuk too says that Avimelech isn't really from Shechem. His mother is from Shechem.
Okay.
His father is not from Shechem.
Okay.
And so he's in Kashrut.
He's not kashur to us. Okay, so but you seem to be saying something different than Simcha. You seem to be saying, We shouldn't be serving Avimelech, who's not one of us. We should rather be serving someone who's one of us. That's what you say. We should rather be serving, and who's the one of us? These Anshei Chamor. So you're saying that means Anshei Chamor are still around, that would mean.
Yeah, still around. It's like saying if you're in the United States, let's serve the Iroquois, the Sioux, rather than a European acting.
European government. Yeah, you want to say something? Mark, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. It's very confusing, this pasuk. Not whenever you have a pasuk like this, we're bound to have many different ways to read it, because it's not simple how to read it. So let's start with Rashi. Mi Avimelech u'mishchem. Mi Avimelech u'mishchem. Mi Avimelech liosar al shchem. Who is Avimelech to be the minister or ruler over Shechem? Umi Shechem liosav adam Avimelech. And who is Shechem that they should be serving Avimelech? Halo ben Yerubal hoya Avimelech. Isn't he the son of Yerubal? Vahu min Afras Avio Ezri. He's from Afras. And who lives in Afras? Menasheites. And we're Ephraimites. Yeah, that's how Rashi seems to be saying. Why should we, who are from Ephraim, and if you remember, we almost had a civil war a couple of parakim ago between Ephraim with Gidon, right? Between Ephraim and Manasseh. Why should we be serving someone from Manasseh? Why should we be serving someone from Manasseh? He's from the family of Manasseh. This is how Rashi's learning. Vizvul Pekido. Vizvul Pekido Vizep Pakid Ha'ir Shishmo Zvul. Pekido Shel Avimelech. He is the minister, the governor, however you want to translate it, of Avimelech. Va'adon Aveng Lo Mishpat Melucha Be'ir. And his master, meaning Avimelech, doesn't have rightful rulership of this city. Pekido Aveng Lo Klum. And therefore, his Pakid, his minister, his governor, is nothing as well. Ivduasan Shechamor. In Basem Liknois Lochem Adonim, if you want to have a ruler, so Bov the Ivdu Asan Shechamor, Sheyanasi Ya'aretz Mikadem, at least take someone from here. Umadua na Avdenu la Avimelech. Why should we serve Avimelech? You want to take a ruler, take one of us. Don't take someone who's not one of us. Yeah? Okay. Any questions on Rashi?
This explanation doesn't sound sarcastic, really.
Okay.
I think he's just saying, like from Hegeon, why do that? Do this? Maybe there's a little sarcasm.
Okay. Okay. Right.
Ethnically clean.
Okay.
Try me.
He's the son of, right, Avimelech is the son of Avimelech, and therefore he doesn't have rights to rule us, basically. Basically, that's what Gaal is saying. By the way, who's Gaal from this pasuk? What does it sound like? Who does it sound like Gaal is?
It comes from Shem.
That's what it sounds like, though, no? From this pasuk, it would sound like Gaal comes from Shem, doesn't it? I'm saying the way Rashi's learning, it sounds like Gaal is from Shechem. He's like, right? Who is he and who are we, basically, right? Who is he and who are we, right? And he's putting himself, it seems that he's putting himself amongst the people of Shechem, which is a question on what Rashi said earlier, that he's a guy, right? Or at least his mother's not Jewish, maybe his mother's not Jewish.
Or
his father's not Jewish, maybe, but his mother is from Shechem, possibly.
From where?
What do you mean?
Where is his Akamor in Shechem?
Chamor and Shechem, where did they come from? You're saying sons of Noach, you mean?
Yeah.
Which of the sons of Noach are Shechem and Chamor from? Not sure, we got to check that up.
Why is it?
No, because maybe Ben-Eved is, he's son of Cham.
I'm not sure if they're from, I don't think they're from Cham. Okay, any other questions? He's a Chivi?
A Chivi,
okay, good. Any other questions on the way Rashi learns? Okay, so you said there's no sarcastic part, but is this part, when he says, rather we should be served, or rather we should serve the children of Chamor. So is that literal? Is Rashi saying that literal? Is Gaul saying that literally according to Rashi? Meaning choose a different leader. Choose the sons of Chamor, which would mean the sons of Chamor are still around. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is possible.
Yeah.
Didn't they get wiped out?
All the males.
No. Okay.
The women, it says they plundered the city, all their children and wives were took captive. So there's children and wives.
So he's saying there were still children left, so it's Shayach. So it's Shayach, okay, very good. So it's Shayach that there were B'nai Chamor still around. How many years later is this?
200.
How many you say?
A couple, wait a second, you have more than 400 years of, 210 years of Avdus and Mitzrayim.
Okay.
And then all the...
and how much year?
400-something years.
400-something years, yeah, probably something like that, right? 400-something years earlier. And there are still descendants around, and Gaul is suggesting you want to take someone, take someone from here, the descendants of Chamor, because they're the rightful rulers of this area. Okay, are they Jews?
No,
not Jews. So you're going to take non-Jews to be ruler?
Yeah, they could be
Mitzrayim. Be
no.
Well, they left women in
Tavon. Okay, I don't know. Interesting. Okay.
Abimelech is so bad that Kedekach, he's better off with B'nai Chamor.
Uh-huh. So again, is he being literal or is he not being literal? Lefidus. Like, does he literally want the B'nai Chamor to be kings? Is that really what he's saying? I mean, maybe if he's a guy himself, Gaul's a guy himself, so... You know, he's saying, you guys want to choose a ruler, choose the kids, the sons of Chamor. Why are you choosing this bozo, Avimelech, right? Why are you choosing this guy? He's not from your people. He's not from your land.
I didn't realize maybe. It was such a gap of 400 years. Then it does almost seem sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, you know what? Don't take this guy. Why don't you take one of Columbus's sons?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's so far back, it's almost like a mockery.
It's almost like a mockery? So maybe it is sarcastic. Okay, I don't know. Not clear. I don't know. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Let's start to see the other Mefarshim. So try to start from the earliest. Yeah? So I think the Ralbag. Look at the Ralbag if you have it. Vayomer Gol ben Eved. Mi Avimelech Mishchem kin avdenu. Ratzalomar. Kishem shein roi shenavod shechem. Mipnei Yosu ben Chamor shayinusi aretz. Kenein roi shenavod Avimelech mipnei Yosu ben Yuval shumoshel al Yisrael. Meaning, as far-fetched, it sounds like the Rabbah, as far-fetched as it would be to say that we should have the B'nai Chamor ruling, right? That's how far-fetched it is to say that Avimelech should be ruler. Well, you're going to start to go, like Shimon said, right? Let's find the kids of Columbus and make them president of the United States now, right? Because he discovered the land? Right. I mean, come on, what's going on here? That's the same as choosing Avimelech. Hello, Ben Yerubal, Vazutkir, Ratzalomer, Ein Man Avimelech, Elishu Ben Yerubal. The kol shkein dvol shupakid gedon v'avimelech, and certainly dvol is no mile to him. V'may roi la'avod dvol, roi la'avod esanchi chamor avishchem. V'zed davar bilti roi, and that for sure we're not doing. Okay, we're for sure not going back 400 years and going to look for who's descendants of Chamor and try to choose them to be the king. That for sure we're not doing. So why are you choosing Avimelech? That's basically you're doing the same thing. That's how you learn according to Yerubal. Okay? So basically you're putting me, Avimelech, and me, Shechem, sort of like in the same category. Like neither of these people are Roy, right? Neither of these people are Roy. I think the Mitzudas, David is similar. Mitzudas David is similar. But Salomar, Hallo, Meharoy, Shehanim Shol, I'm sorry, this is a different pshat. Okay, he's saying a different pshat. Alright, we'll see it anyway. Hallo me'aroi sha'nichbar yimshol al ha'pechusim v'nivzim. Okay, what is normal is that the more chashuv, right, person should be ruling over the less chashuv people. That's what's normal. V'hinei nahapechu. We have a nahapechu over here. It's like Purim. Ki mi avimelech. Halohu pachas v'nivza. Who is Avimelech? Isn't he a lowly person? Right? Umishchem. Ratzalomer. Halo balishchem heima nichbadei haaretz. Now here, mi Avimelech and mi Shchem has opposite connotation. Mi Avimelech, who's this Avimelech? He's a lowlife. Umishchem, Shchemites are chosher people. Okay, and it makes sense he would talk to them that way, right? He's getting them to rebel. Ki navdenu asher navdenu Avimelech v'kolol atzmo imahem al ki yashav b'shchem u'mehem yechoshev hallo ben Yerubal ratzalomer v'chi hu Yerubal atzmo sh'asa lochem tshuva. Is he Yerubal? Hallo b'nohu v'en la'av la'avdo ba'avur aviv. There's no reason to serve him because of his father. V'zevo pekido hallo or zvul pekido hallo zvul. Some call him Zevo, but yeah.
I was
going to
say
yeah. Hallo zvul hu pekido v'lo humad min Yerubal atzmo, and he doesn't even come from Yerubal. The name Aroy Lavu Lavimelech Mikol Shekein Lepkido Evdu Asan Shechamor Ratzalomer V'im Aroy Lavu Ba'avor Shemashol Bechem Aviv Im Kain Lechu Evdu Asan Shechamor. Right, that's what you think. So this part is like the Rabbag, yeah. That's how you're choosing Avimelech because of his father. That's what you why because his father was ruler and his father was Roy, so you choose him. Right, so then let's go looking for the sons of Chamor now. That's a little weak, that last argument. But what he's saying is that who did Gidon save? He didn't save us. He saved our fathers. So our fathers should serve Gidon. But what does that have to do with us serving Avimelech? Okay, so the last part here is similar to the Rabbag, in which this part of, you know, how are you choosing this king, right? How are you choosing this Avimelech? Are you choosing him because he's the son of a great man, or who was the ruler in the past? So do we look to choose rulers by past rulers? So let's go find the children of Chamor, which obviously makes no sense. So too, it makes no sense to Avimelech. The first part, though, he's saying that this nahapoichu business, yeah, that this seems to be the opposite of what's normal. What's normal is that you should have someone mechubad who is the ruler over people who are less mechubad, and not the opposite. You guys, you're Shechem, you're very mechubad. Okay, makes sense. This pshat makes sense. Okay, let's see the Radak. I'm not sure I have the Radak clear. Let's try to get it clear. How does the Radak learn? Okay, mi Avimelech umi Shechem. Klomar, Avimelech v'Shechem shayasar ha'ir mikedem.
They have experience.
Echod hei. Okay, Avimelech and Shechem, who used to be the sar here, are the same, are one. Zeh kazeh. Umi hu shenavdanu. Af al pi shayata Avimelech melech aleihem. Hello, gam Shechem ha'ir melech ha'ir azos. Im kein evdu anshei chamor avi Shechem, right? What this Avimelech, what does he have? What does he have, right? Is he any different than Shechem? Shechem was also once a ruler here. So just like Shechem was a ruler here, are we going to go serve his children? I guess, I think he means sarcastically, the Radak. I think he means sarcastically. Okay? Okay, fine. Now the Abarbanel. Abarbanel doesn't like what anyone else says. He brings Rashi. He brings the Radak, he brings the Ralbag, okay? He brings all their Pshatim, and then he says, I don't think any of them are saying Pshat. V'anachon, v'kulam bilti mishiv in ha-pasig ha-pshuto. None of them are learning the Pashat Pshat in the Pasig. None of them are learning Pashat Pshat in the Pasig. V'anachon etzli b'pirishu. Okay? I believe this is the Pshat. She'omar goa. Mi Avimelech, shehu be'emes adam pachas. Who is this Avimelech? I think it's going to be similar to the Metzulis. Right? Who is this Avimelech? He's really a lowlife. Umi Shechem, shehi ato ir gedol elokim l'shenavdenu. And who is Shechem? Shechem is a great city. Shem is a great city. Ki min haroi sheyeh erech ben ha'eved v'adam. Right? There should be a, how do you say erech?
Value,
but...
should be someone erlich, a guy. Yeah.
Not erlich, but erich, like someone to look up to. I don't know how to say that in English so well. Right? It's what the Mitzvah is saying, right? The king is someone you're supposed to be looking up to. That's who a king is. Someone you should look up to. Someone who's above the people. Someone who we can honor. Someone we can give erich to. We can give honor to them, right? That's who a king, that's who Adon is supposed to be. Mashu kan bechilov zeh. But we have here is the opposite. Yishrem roi shiyavod. Velo shiyavod es avimelech. Right? Shechem themselves are chashiv people, right? And why are they being ruled by Avimelech, who's not chashiv? Ulezamer k'neged Avimelech, hello, ben Yeruval, v'zevel, or zvul, pekido, ivdu atemes anshe chamor, shaya aviv moshe v'shechem, v'amar ze alayem atzman, shayu nechbadim kolkach, shavimelech, uzvul, pekido, ayroi, shayavaris anshe shechem. So this is what Gaal's saying. You guys are so chashiv, you people of Shechem are so chashiv, you shouldn't have someone like this be your ruler. The opposite. You should be ruling over him. You're the ones who should rule over him. Shema anshi chamor, asher yasara rishon shayu b'chem. Why? Because you guys are you come from chamor, which is interesting. Is that really true? That you guys come from chamor because you're Shechemites? I don't know. That's a little funny, but. that's how he seems to be learning. Ve'im Avimelech v'zvul pekido heim haru'uyin lavor as anshe Shechem eichim kei navdo anachol Avimelech. Right? It can't be that we should serve Avimelech, who's much lower than us. Okay? That's one pshat he says. And then he says another pshat. Ve'asha'od lefaresh mi Avimelech u'mi Shechem Kemoshe Pirish ve'eshiv lemasham mi Avimelech v'amru halo ben Yeruval. Who is this Avimelech? Isn't he the son of Yerubal? Ratzalomer im tomer shenavod as Avimelech lefishu ben Yeruval v'gidon v'gamkin shivu pekido omid betocha ir umafchido tavdehu. These are the people we should serve. Hineim kein may also tzad ivdu asan shechamor sheyavishrem. Im ba'avur ha'avlos tavdu asabanim. Right. This is also the pshat of the mitzvah. It seems the mitzvah must have got it from the Abarbanel. I think the Abarbanel was before. Pass the tissues, please. And it's saying that if you're choosing a ruler because his father was a ruler, so then it shouldn't be Avimelech that we're serving. We should go look for the sons of Chamor. They're the original rulers over here. So serve them. Okay, so far, what do we say? What makes the most sense?
I think the
sarcastic.
Which one?
Well, he makes sense what he's saying, though.
Well, if we knew what he was saying, yeah. Meaning, if you're going by Yerusha, if that's what it's about, meaning Avimelech, according to all the Pshatim, obviously according to all the Pshatim, we're saying Avimelech for sure is not right to be king, right? Avimelech is not right to be king. That's for sure according to all the Pshatim, right? And the question is exactly how Gaal is saying that, right? Is Gaal saying, like Rashi, he's not Roy because he's not one of us? Right? He's not one of us. He's not from Ephraim. He's from Menashe. We can't have a Menashite ruling over Ephraimites. That's not fitting. Let's go back to what's fitting, which is we should have a ruler from Shechem. Which again is very funny saying from Shechem. It should be from Ephraim, not from Shechem. Again, Shechem was a guy, right? He was a guy who Chamor raped Dina. I'm saying very, very strange.
Shechem
raped Dina, right? Chamor was his father, right? Shechem raped Dina. That's like what? And he should be the ruler, right? So we're going to come back to other pshatim, but the Kehilas Yaakov, he says like this. Avimelech chamad mashal shelo hayuroi lo, right? Avimelech wanted something that wasn't fit for him. What's that? Malchus, yeah? Right? Kesem Malchus, Shayroi Lachav Atovimenu. His brothers really should be the ones to rule, not him. Okay, so he was trying to get something that he shouldn't have gotten. Ulafikach Yera al Lo al Derech Shiru Lishchem Ben Chamor. So it should happen to Avimelech the same that happened to Shechem ben Chamor, because Shechem ben Chamor also wanted something that wasn't right for him. What? Dina. Right? Shechem ben Chamor, Shechem hu nasan ein of the mashal ha yoroi shalom, Dina b'dina bas Yaakov. V'ira lo, and what happened to him? V'ira lo v'es Chamor, v'es Shechem b'no, hargu l'fi charav. Right? And what they got, what was deserved? When you try to get something that's not yours, what do you deserve?
The sword. Kein ato
yera la Avimelech. That's what should happen to Avimelech. V'zeh, mi Avimelech and Shechem. Who is Avimelech? Who's Shechem? K'moshi yu l'Shechem yiragam lo. What happened to Shechem? Should happen to him? Zeh chamad isha v'nerag. V'zeh chamad malchus. So yarag, this one wanted a woman and he got killed because of it. And this one wants malchus and he should be killed because of it. V'im b'shvil chamdasu l'malchusu navdenu. Just because he wants malchus, we should serve him. Lios ben yubav v'roi l'chavdu b'shvil aviv. What, we should honor him because of his father? Tiru uzvu pikido matanu alav. Him he bought him davar tov lo mizvul velo mikol beis aviv v'im kei meichin zacha besrara if the wasan shechem avishchem demiyam demimei olam ha'isa biyada masrara v'af im atem rotzim b'avimelech madon avdo anachnu. You guys want Avimelech, but why should we serve Avimelech? Okay, so here it's putting again both in the same category, Avimelech and Shechem. Okay, it's not saying they should rule now, right? But he's using a mashal of Shechem, that just like Shechem put his eyes on something he shouldn't have, and he got killed. So that's what should happen to Avimelech, which to me makes a little more sense than saying, let's go look for Shechemites now, like children of Shechem to rule now. It's just a mashal, the whole thing, according to Yehuda Yaakov. I'm sorry?
Can I throw a comment in?
Of course.
Midrashim say that Yosef married Osnat, who was the daughter of Shem, Dina.
Interesting.
Means that
there's a connection.
There's
a connection.
There's
a connection.
And Menashe and
Ephraim. That's a nice, nice, very nice.
Gives new meaning.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
So when you say who is he? Who is he? Guess what? He actually is somebody.
He actually is. So then, what do we mean? Meaning, who are the rightful? Is this like a whole question of who are the rightful? I don't know. I don't know. We have to think about that. I didn't even see it. That's beautiful. I didn't see anyone make that connection, though. But again,
I'm saying both.
No, it's true. But both. That means that both. Though Ephraim and Menashe both come. Well, both come. But here Zvul seems Goel seems to make an argument that we shouldn't take. I mean, at least according to Rashi, what Rashi's learning is why should we have a ruler from Menashe when we're from Ephraim? Why should we have from Menashe when we're from Ephraim?
Menashe's older.
Ephraim's given Malchus.
Maybe it's really not about that, but about the fact that, like,
meaning we're really you could say like that. Meaning who are the rightful heirs? That's what we want to say. Who are the rightful heirs of Shechem and Chamor? It's really us, because we're Ephraim. And Ephraim was the one given the Malchus. Ephraim's the one given the Malchus by Yaakov. Yaakov chose Ephraim over Menashe. And therefore, we're the ones who really have the rights to Shechem.
And
we're the ones who really have
the rights. Shechem to Yosef, and the heir of Yosef, the leadership heir, is Ephraim.
Amazing. Okay, well, we'll have to think about this more if it fits into all the words of the pasuk. Amazing pshat. I didn't see anyone else say this or suggest that, but that's very nice, very interesting. Okay. let's see. The Divrei Tova brings a few other ways to understand this. Okay. So first he brings... he brings Rashi, okay, and then he brings the Lev Aaron. Lev Aaron says like this. Sorry. Just start from here. Oh, now a parasha pasuk. V'zeh shekavanasu lomer lohem, shehu v'achiv im kol Yisrael einu mechuyavim b'avonis Avimelech klal. That... again, who? This is also a big question. We'll get into more tomorrow, I guess. Is who actually was Avimelech ruler over? Was he only ruler over Shechem? Was he ruler over all of Klal Yisrael? Did all of Klal Yisrael accept him? Only Shechem? I mean, we spoke about this before. It's not so clear who he became ruler over. It's not so clear. Was he only ruler over Shechem? Was he ruler of all of Klal Yisrael? Right? But who has the right to choose? Who has the right to choose and make Avimelech king? There would only be two possible ways or reasons why Chalal Yisrael should accept Avimelech as the king, or Avimelech has a right. There's only two reasons why Avimelech would have a right to be king. What are those two ways? Right? One is if he himself is roi. Okay, if he himself is roi to be melech, then he's roi to be melech, and then he should be melech over Klal Yisrael. The other way is if Klal Yisrael chooses him. Okay? Either he himself is fit, or the nation, the people, Am Yisrael, decides to make him king. But he doesn't have either. Meaning, right, the words fit beautifully according to this Shadow Levan. Right? Mi Avimelech, who is Avimelech? Is Avimelech roy to be king? No. Umi Shechem. And who's Shechem? That Shechem's going to, they're roy to choose a ruler for all of Klal Yisrael? Right? Who do people of Shechem think they are? That they should make, and that's it, right? Umi Shechem? Berech, be'erech, kol Am Yisrael. When you're comparing to the whole Am Yisrael, who's Shechem? Shem ma'at min ha'ma'at? Mehem. Ad she'chayvu kol Yisrael la'askim b'mash asuheim? Should all of Klal Yisrael have to agree to what Shechem does? That they make Avimelech the king? Right? That shouldn't be. V'ulai l'kach l'kitzer anavi l'chtov v'yomer gal, ela herich l'chtov v'yomer gal ben eved. Ki be'emes amar kan gal divrei sheker. L'chi gal hu kein hagun. Gal is fitting to rule. Eichu yachalo mimi Avimelech kin avdenu. Harei v'adai sh'Avimelech yoser choshev mimenu. Avimelech, though, is more than Gaal. V'roi shegaal yavad as Avimelech. Well, is that most of an Avimelech Gaal ben Eved? Shedal choshegaal diber divrei azus v'sheker biglal shu ben Eved. Right, he's calling him a ben Eved over here because what's Gaal exactly saying? I'm better, right? Am I better? Which, by the way, we don't see that in this pasuk, that Gaal is necessarily trying to rule himself. He's just trying to uproot Avimelech and saying Avimelech's not fitting. But again, we'll go on with the pasuk and we'll see if that holds true. Okay, ulafiyani yastayt. So that's the Lev Aaron's shot. So Lev Aaron's shot is saying it has to do with how do you choose a melech? Mi Avimelech and mi Shechem, right? Neither are roy to do it. Ulafiyani yastayt nira lomer ke'ein divrei ha-Lev Aaron. The Devar Torah says, I want to say similar to Lev Aaron, Shavshan Shechem killu as Avimelech, ubogdu bo. Right? Even though the people of Shechem already cursed Avimelech and they're rebelling against him, avladayim pochad libam lahachriz es mered muchlin. But they're still afraid to make a full rebellion, all out war with Avimelech. Al kein omer gol la'echav, shahayu ito. He says to his brothers that are with him, mi Avimelech mi Shechem, mi Avimelech ma chashivuso harei bazoihu, vechei mi Shechem, ma chashivu yishlan she Shechem, she kiblu as Avimelech lemelech aleyem, harei b'sha she kiblu oso lemelech, oya das, utfunulam. They didn't think this through properly. Ulachin gam lo kora osam bale Shechem. Okay, it's also interesting, a diak that a lot of the Farshim make. It's the whole time we're saying Baal Shechem, Baal Shechem, Baal Shechem, and here it just says Shechem. It should say Mi Baal Shechem, right? It just says Mi Shechem. So why does it say that? El Amar Mi Shechem, Laharo She'enem Baalim Al Ma'aseyem, She'ere Avimelech Eino Roy L'Malchus, V'imkei Madua Navdenu Anachnu. He's not Roy from Malchus, so why should we serve him? Meaning, this is God saying to his own people. His own people. Mi Avimelech Mi Shechem. Who's Avimelech? He's a nothing. And who are the Shechem? They're not. They also weren't roy to make this king. He's making them feel insecure about their choice in the first place. That who are they to choose him, etc. Fine. He points out something here also, which I guess is going to be a machlokas l'shitaso. It's going to be a machlokas l'shitaso. If in Bereshis, so This is where Yitzchak is born. Okay? V'amvimashana bivaleid loas Yitzchak b'no. V'tomer sara sichoik asa li elukim kol ha'shameya yisachek li. Okay? Everyone's going to laugh when they hear the 90-year-old woman had a child. V'tomer mi mila la'avraham heinika banim sara ki yalanati bein liz kunav. Okay? So this pasuk is not clear how to understand this pasuk. Mi mila la'avraham, Rashi learns lashon shevach v'chashivus. Mi mila la'avraham, lashon shevach v'chashivus, kemo mi po'al v'asa, mi bara eile, roi ma hu umihu, shomer avtachasav. Mi mila la'avraham, meaning who gives, how does it, what does the Targum say? Man meheman damer la'avraham, right? Who said this or who did this to Avraham, which is giving shevach, it's giving praise to Hashem. Shomer avtachasav, Hashem who keeps his promises, HaKadosh Baruch Hu maftiach va'osav. Hashem did this. So mi is lashon shevach in this passage. Mi mila la'avraham, the way Rashi is understanding it is, mi mila la'avraham is praising Hashem for doing this to Avraham. That's how Rashi learns. However, the Ramban argues on this. Okay, he brings Rashi. He says, "Lashon shevach v'chashivosu, roi mihu v'kamahu gadol v'shomer atochasu." See how great Hashem is. Mi mila l'Avraham. How great Hashem is that He keeps His promises. Right? But he says the Ramban that this can't be the pshat here. Why? We never find this type of lashon mi as giving kavod and shevach rak lebizayon. The word mi always means bizayon. And what's his raya? Mi avimelech umishchem. Mi avimelech umishchem. Mi David umi ben Yishai. Okay, and when you say it in that way, it's a derogatory lashon. This is going on the last pasuk, going to the Ramban, that this is sarakilu complaining, right? That people are going to laugh at me. No one's going to say, "Oh, this is Sarah's kid." Right? Me, Mal Avram. Who's going to say this is really Sarah's kid? No one's going to say that. So according to this Ramban, you have to learn that both are derogatory. Me, Avimelech, and me, Shem, they both have to be derogatory. Which, remember, not all the Mefarshim learned. The Metsudos and the Abarbanel both says, me, Avimelech, that he's such a low person that we should serve him. Umi Shem, that we're chashev people, that we should serve Avimelech. You can't learn that way. It has to be me Avimelech and me Shem. Both like the pshat of Lev Aaron, that both of you are on chashev, or like the pshat of the Klius Yaakov, that right, both of you looked at things that you shouldn't have, tried to take things you shouldn't have. You both deserve misa. Right? It has to be lashon bizayon according to both of them. But I guess this is machlokas Rashi and Ramban on Chumash. Can me be lashon kavod, or can me only be lashon bizayon? The ones who are learning only lashon bizayon are going to hold like the Ramban, and the ones who are learning that it could be a lashon shevach will have to learn like Rashi. Okay, we'll have to continue tomorrow. Another few ways to understand this. Yeah. I don't remember. I have to look there.
That would be in
I did read from Rashi. Tzav Aleph Zayin.
Eliezer, do you have a car? You want to own it?
I can get a ride. Okay, your Pshat Chaim. Your Pshat's really interesting, though. That's a really interesting shot. They're saying who's the rightful heir of Shem? Who's really the rightful heir of Shem? Interesting. Very interesting to say. Right.
Well, that's the question. I mean, I don't know if you're there for that, but that's a good question, because whether it's sarcastic or not, some of the person seems to be learning, you should choose the children of Shem to be ruler, not Abimelech. So what does that mean? Shem was a god, right? And who do we mean by that? So, and Tain suggested that really the children of Ephraim would have to do come from Shem, because Yosef married Osnas. Yosef married Osnas. That was a good job.
Australia.
Oh boy. For how long?
1927.
What? Oh boy. You're losing a lot of people. This is going to America next week. Where's Joshua Reber? I haven't seen him in months.
He's in America.
You like the job?
My car is clean, you know.
Yeah, this is clean, right? Look.
I said it's clean, it hasn't been dusted. But...